Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Samach Beis, 162, and we start the last four mitzvos, which are a section by themselves, the last four mitzvos of Parsha Shmini. The Torah tells us, the end of Shmini, that there are four Isurim related to the Isur of Achilas Shratzim. Achilas Shratzim, there are four Isurim. First, the Torah tells us in Pasuk Mem Aleph, V'chal HaSheretz HaShoretz Al HaAretz Sheketz Hu Lo Yeachel. Any sheretz that crawls on the land is a sheketz, is disgusting, and you cannot eat it. The Ramban points out, Tam HaKasav HaZeh, Ki Hizkir L'malah HaShratzim L'inyin Tumah. Earlier we discussed, the past couple of mitzvahs, we've spoke about Tumas Shratzim. Through 2 days ago, when we had mitzvah Kuf Nun Tes, that's the mitzvah of Tumah of the eight Shratzim. There are eight special creepy crawlies that are included, as we went through some of them, the Chole, the Achbar, the Tzav, Achula. We spoke about what's the Tzav and what's the Achbar, what are all of these. That's regarding Tumah. Regarding Tumah, there's only eight that are Tameh. We spoke then about why a Nachash is not on the list. We saw a beautiful thought from Rabbeinu Bachai in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that we had then a couple of days ago. But this Isser is the Isser of eating Shratzim. It was limited, says the Ramban. Upiret HaTmeim. V'lo diber sham b'inyin Isser Achila Klal. But now, V'lakach Omar, now it says, V'kol HaSheretz HaShoretz Al HaAretz. Because now we're including even more than the eight. Any Sheretz that goes on the land, Sheketz Ulo Yachel, as we're about to see in the next Pasuk, Kahol Echal Gacho, and anything that goes on its stomach, which is an allusion to the Nachash. The Nachash was not one of the Shmona Shratzim, but it's included here. So the Ramban continues right here. Lomar ki be'inyin ha'achila ein hefresh b'nehem, shekulan asurin. They are all asur when it comes to Isser of eating. So the Torah tells us, first you have v'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz ha'aretz, shekas hu lo yachal, that's sheretzei ha'aretz. And the Pasuk Torah says, kol holech al gachon, anything that goes on its gachon, on its stomach, which we say is the snake, v'kol holech al arba, Rashi says that's the akrav, that's the scorpion, ad komar beraglayim, maybe that's the centipede, kol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz ha'aretz, lo sochlum ki sheketz heim. What cannot eat them because they are this dusk and they are meshukats. Included in the pasuk that we just read will be Beis Hashem, the next mitzvah that we get to, Kuf Samach Gimel, which will be eating shratzim that come from fruit, that are on the land, but they come from fruit and seeds. That's included in the end of this pasuk, Chol HaSheretz HaShoretz Al HaAretz, as we'll see. And then we have the third of the four that we have here at the end of Shmini, and that's the Isser of eating Shirtzei Hamayim. As the next pasuk says, Al Tashaksu Al Nafshoseichem B'chol HaSheretz HaShoretz, that's not limited to the land, so we include from that pasuk even Shirtzei Hamayim. And then we have the last one, another pasuk, what is that including? So we'll see the last mitzvah in Shmini, what that's including. But we have here a unit for Isurei Achila of Shratzim. There happen to be many psukim in the Torah. These aren't the only ones, but the Torah repeats a lot. The Isser of Achila Shratzim, the Isser of eating creepy, crawly things, and insects, and tiny little, the bugs. The Gemara in Makkos even says, the Gemara talks about there, if somebody eats a sheretz, how many Isurim they violate. Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Tez Zayin Mebeis and Makkos. Amar Abaya, Achal Potisa, Loka Arba. If somebody eats a Potisa, what does that mean? Rashi says it's one of the Sheretz Hamayims, so you get four Malkus. Nibala Loka Chamesh. If you eat an ant, you get five. And the Gemara lists off, Mishim Sheretz HaShoretz Ala Aretz, besides the others. Rashi says, Shnei Lavik Suvim Sheretz HaMayim. There are two by Mayim, and two by Sheretz Stam. And that meaning it's all inclusive. If somebody eats a Tzira, which is a different type of Sheretz, then you get five Malkus. The Torah has many, many Isurim relating to Malkus, and then the Gemara continues, maybe also violate Baal Teshaksu, not eating anything disgusting, which hopefully we'll talk about in a couple of days. But the Torah lists off many, many Isurim related to Shratzim, as we'll talk about soon. One Ha'arah, just based on the Pasuk, and then we'll see the Chinuch himself. The Pasuk that lists off the Shirtzei Ha'aretz, that's included in today's mitzvah, says, Kal Holech Al Gachon, Kal Holech Al Arbad, Marbar Aglayim, V'chulu. So if you look at the word Gachon in the Torah, and in the Chumashim, the Vav is very big. The Vav is written big. That's the Mesorah. We know Sofer from Mesorah to write some letters small, some letter big. So here the Vav is very big. Vav de Gachos, what does it symbolize? So if you look at this in the asterisk and all the Chumashim, it says, because this is the halfway point of the Torah. We're not halfway through the mitzvahs, but we're halfway through the Torah. This Vav of Gachon is the midpoint of the Torah. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin, that the Vav de Gachon is I'll get the line. Then the Gemara says, assuming that there is an even number of letters in the Torah, which side is the Vav on? The first half or the second half? The Gemara doesn't assume that there's an odd number of letters, because then it would be perfect in the middle. The Gemara assumes that it's on one half or the other half. The Gemara has Vav de Gachon mehai gisa o mehai gisa. Which side? So the Gemara says, why don't you just take out a Torah and count? Sometimes they count it if they need to look something up. That's where the Gemara has the famous line right there in Kedushin Daf Lamed. Inhu bekii bechaseros v'yaseros. Anan lo bekiinan bechaseros v'yaseros. We don't have an exact Torah anyway. We're missing some letters. We have some extra letters. We're not bekiins. Even if we count, it won't help. An amazing line in the Gemara and Kedushin having to do with our mitzvah, the Vav of Gachon. Having to do with the Vav of Gachon. Hopefully we'll talk more about that at the end of the mitzvah if we have time. But just one Dvar Musar, so in the one of the Musars in the name of the Imre Emes, the Gera Rebbe, he says, what does it mean? Why Dafka in the middle of the Torah, Gachon? So he says, B'derach Tzachos. He says, somebody who learns half the Torah, who alula hachzik tov la'atzmo, he might start patting himself on the back and look, I already did half. I know there's a principle of Holchanach Harov, Rubo Kakulo, so I'll just do a little bit more and that's it. I'll stop now. So we say, no, holichal Gachon. Get on your back and carry the Torah and keep learning. Holichal Gachon. Right, that's the middle of the Torah. Right, be a Shval Ruach and still realize that we have a lot to do. Okay, so let's start the mitzvah. So the Isra of the Kuf Samach Bei, Shlo Lechol Sheret Sa'of, not to eat shrutzim that are on the ground, on the dry land. Shlo Lechol Sheret Sa'aretz, Shne'emar V'chol HaSheret HaShoretz HaLa'aretz, Sheketzu Lo Ye'achel. As we quoted from the Ramban, this is the Isra Achila, while earlier we had the Isra of Tumah. Mishar She Mitzvah Zu, Im Kol Masha Baba Isra Machalos, Kvar Kvasafi L'marla. Everything related to this Isser of Shir Tse'ov, look what I wrote by Tumas Shratzim, and relate that to what I write by Isser Shratzim, Ein Sarach Lachzir B'kol Achas, I don't have to repeat it. There is an interesting Gemara that relates, that discusses our issue, our mitzvah, and that is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Samach Ches Mabeis. The Gemara says, there was a story there that an achbar, a mouse, fell into a huge barrel of beer. Hahu achbar denafal achavita de shechrabs. Right, it was terrible. They wouldn't know what to do with the beer. It's a huge barrel of beer, and a mouse fell in. Asrei Rav Lahu Shechra. Rav asered it. Rav said, sorry, the whole thing is aser, because this is one of the Shirtzei Haaretz, right, the Achbar, and therefore, it is aser to eat. Amru Rav Anakamed Rav Sheshes, Neima Kasavar Nosin Tam Lev Gam Aser. Shall we say that Abaya, Rav Sheshes, who is asking this question, said, does this mean that Rav holds that Nosin Tam Levgam, when something gives off a putrid, a negative taste, it's Usr? That's the discussion in the Gemara there. Nosin Tam Levgam is Usr Umutr. And here the Achbar is for sure Pgam. Amaluhu Rav Sheshes, no. Be Alma Sava Rav Nosin Tam Levgam Mutr. Really, Rav usually holds Nosin Tam Levgam is Mutr. Vahacha Chiddishu. Dahamim, but here it's a Chiddish. Why? Dahamim is Mais. Because forget the achbar getting mixed in. What about the achbar itself? It's disgusting. All these shratzim are disgusting. Nobody eats these shratzim. Ubedili yitshimine viafilo hachi asir achmana. And yet the Torah asers, even though it itself is disgusting. Hilchach nosin tam lefgam nami aser. So therefore, here you say that nosin tam lefgam is aser. Usually it's mutter. When something usually smells, tastes good, and then it turns bad, or gives off a bad taste when it's in this mixture, that's what we might say, Nosin Tam Lefgam is mutter. But over here, the Torah itself assers this disgusting item. The Torah assers the achmar, which we stay away from anyway. So therefore, we would say, just like it is asser, so too, if it gives off a bad taste in something else, it is also asser. Rashi notes, what is the pshat of the Gemara that it's disgusting anyway? So Rashi says, Ubilav azhara bedilin in shimine. Even without the Aveira, that people wouldn't eat it. The Lama laid the Azhar Rachmana alay. So why'd the Torah aser it if we wouldn't have eaten it anyway? Shmamina, afilanosin tam lefgam aser. That's what the pasuk's telling me. Because I wouldn't have eaten it even without the Torah coming along. Even without today's mitzvah, Kuf Samach Beis, I wouldn't have eaten Sheretz Haaretz. But, so the Torah goes along and asks it anyway. It must be to teach me, Nosin Tam Lefgam is also Aser. That is Shitas Rashi, how Rashi reads the Gemara. Tosfos is a little bothered. The Tosfos says, Mos and disgusting and Pagum are not the same thing. Right, most might be disgusting, but people don't eat it because they're grossed out by it. But that doesn't mean it's in the category of pagum. Says Tosfos, some of the people don't eat it. What does Rashi say? I wouldn't have eaten it anyway, so it's as if it was Asr. So the Isra has to be telling me something new, that even Osem Talmafkam is Asr? I don't understand that, says Tosfos. There are many things that we don't eat, but that doesn't mean it's on the level of an Isser. The Torah is coming to tell me it's Asr. Not only do you stay away from it, but if you eat it anyway, if it comes up in some case, it's also Asr. So Tosfos is bothered by that, and also Tosfos says, Vim Kain, what's the Chiddush here? Chiddush always means, says Tosfos, Rav Shachter likes to quote this from Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Zayin, but Tosfos says it right here also, in Avodah Zarah Daf Samachesim Abeis. Tosfos says Chiddush always means, not that, right, the Gemara says, Edom Zomim Chiddushu, or the Gemara says, Motzi Shemra Chiddushu. What is Chiddushu? The whole Torah is a Chiddush, Rav Shachter says in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simin Beis. The whole Torah is a Chiddush. I wouldn't have known, what does Chiddush mean? I wouldn't have known it without the Torah saying it. So, the whole Torah, I wouldn't have known any mitzvah, most mitzvahs. Chiddush means, says Tosfos, davar hasoser es haklal, something that goes against the normal rules. Says Tosfos, that's what Chiddush means. If you say here, what does it mean that people don't eat? It's a Chiddush that the Torah answers it. But that's not the usual way that Chiddush is used. So Tosfos says, no, you have to read the Gemara, not like Rashi. Chiddush here means that usually no Saint Tam Levgam is Asur, is Mutter, and here the Chiddush HaTorah is no Saint Tam Levgam is Asur. It's not just that it's extra and it would have been Asur anyway. No, but that's what Tosfos, that's what it means. Tosfos says, L'chein nira do habadili inshimine de'im kein min adin ha'ilon ha'atiro mishub davi pagam v'rozi dam levgam ba'alma mutter. Not that people would stay away from it anyway, but that it should be mutter because it's no sin tam levgam. Afilo hachi asir rechmana, but still the Torah answers it. Dekol no sin tam levgam deshratzim asir. Kiva shekach esir shratzim. So different ways of reading the Gemara, but either way, it highlights the fact that the Isra of Shratzim is not because it tastes good or people would have eaten it anyway, it's Asr anyway. Rav Shachter in that piece in Simon Bey says, the whole Svara of a Mamatzinu, the whole Svara of a Hekish, the whole Svara of comparing things to the Torah is because we view the Torah as one unit. Kala Torah Kula Inyan Echad. And therefore you can compare different halachas to different halachas. Like the example of the Gemara gives in Sukkah. How do you know that you have to hold the lulav straight up and not upside down? Because the boards of the Mishkan, Atzei Shittim Omdim. They have to be straight up. What's the connection between the two? The answer is all of Torah is a unit. But that's why we say, Michidish Lo Gamrinan. Because what does Chiddush mean? Chiddush means davar hasoser es haklal, like Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah, like Tosfos says in Yevamos. So if something that's soser the klal, that shows this is not part of the general rules of the Torah, and therefore you can't learn from a Chiddush. That's the svara for ein lemedim min a Chiddush lo mi Chiddush lo gamrina. Okay. That relates to the Chiddush element of Shratzim. Can be dini ha-mitzvah. Let's continue. What are some of the halachas of this mitzvah of Sheretz Ha'of? Kagon. Hachiluk shechilku zecharnu l'vracha b'shmona Shratzim. Oh, so now we're going to have, although we said before that this Isser of eating Shratzim includes all Shratzim, not only the eight that the Torah listed by the Tumas Shratzim, but even the non Tamei Shratzim, like a Chnachash, for example, but still there's a difference between them within this mitzvah. Again, kagon achilu shachilu zakhanim levrachim b'shmona shratzim ha'amurim b'torah mishar shratzim sheheim nechashim v'akrabim chipushis. All of these are newly included. Nadal v'chayotzei b'hen sha'amru. What's the difference between them? Sheshmona shratzim ha'amurim b'torah shirchia v'achilasan kashir tumasam shi kadasha. The eight shratzim that are also tami mida oraisa. What was their shir of tuma? We mentioned from Halacha Moshe Sinai the size of a lentil seed in adasha. So the chiddush is that that's also the size of their iser achila. If that's the shir of their iser of tuma, so too lechumra, that's the shir of their iser of achila. But the shir of the iser achila of all other shratzim, v'shir achir b'kizayis, the other shratzim, not those eight, kizayis, because they have nothing to do with that dasha. They're not mitameh. The kol shir malacha Moshe b'Sinai, and this rule is malacha Moshe b'Sinai, and the yeser pratim mevuarin b'meseches chulin, and the rest are explained in Meseches Chulin. Good. There is an interesting discussion that the Minchas Asher brings up right here on the Isra of Shratzim in Simin Tezvav in Shmini. He quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, quotes the Minchas Shlomo, who quotes other Achronim, that let's say somebody eats one of these Shratzim without realizing it. We'll talk more about this in the next couple of days when we talk about Shratzim in fruit and Shratzim in water. What if somebody eats it without Kavana? So he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman and other Achronim that that's called Misasek. Misasik is always the term used when I'm involved in something and I don't realize it. I brushed against the light on Shabbos and it went on. That's misasik. I pick up a flower that I thought had been cut, and it wasn't cut, and I really ripped it out on Shabbos. That's misasek. I carry something on Shabbos in my pocket. I don't realize I have anything in my pocket. I'm carrying it in a place without an Erev. You don't realize you're doing an Aveira. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted, or quotes other Achronim, that say that if I eat an Ochel Metula, if I eat a food that has Shratzim in it, so that's misasek, because I don't have Kavanah to eat the sheretz, only a kavanah to eat the vegetable, to eat the fruit. And Rav Mincha Zasher is not happy about this. He says, what do you mean? What is misasik? Why? Because here, you have kavanah to eat everything you put in your mouth. You just don't know there's a sheretz there. That's not called misasik. V'im kenavi shogeg, v'lo misasik. Tariq miskavin lechol shuman v'nipsach achelev. It's as if you had kavanah to eat something kosher, eat something not kosher. That's not misasik. You have a full kavanah for the Maisa Achila. So therefore, he argues on these achronim, let's say, if I happen to eat a sheretz without realizing it, so that is what we call be misasik. And he says, in number two, we know, the Gemara says in Kiddushin and elsewhere, misasik bechalav and va'arayos chayiv shekeinene. Misasik applies by most averas in the Torah. Hilcha Shabbos and elsewhere. But when it comes to eating and when it comes to Maisa Bias, you don't have the patur of misasik. Why? Shekein nehene, the Gemara says. The hana'a substitutes for the fact that you don't know what's going on because you get physical enjoyment. So then, misasik is chayiv. So to hear, says the Menachas Asher, yes, of course, as we just said, that shratzim are nosetam lafgam, they don't taste good, but if you don't know you're eating it, and you happen to eat it, you get sustenance from it, you don't realize, maybe in the mixture it doesn't taste bad. So l'chor, that should be included in misasik b'chalav and varayos. And then he says, be'ikr svar davi misasik kasha. He says, if it's misasik, third question, why should you even have to check? Do you have to check to prevent misasik? That's a question. Right? Some say, yeah, because what does it say? You have to be mamash beish begadav on Friday night to make sure you have nothing in your pocket. Right? You have to put the guards on the light switches so you don't come to turn it on, misasik. But it's not so clear that you have to prevent misasik. He says, unless you get into the major machlokas achronim, big lamdish sugya, and that is, how do we look at misasik? Is misasik a maisa avera with a patur onshin, or is misasik not even a maisa avera? He quotes that. That's a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Nesivis and the Makar Chayim. Rabbi Kiva Eger in his tshuvas in Simen Ches, the eighth tshuva, he assumes that it is a maisa avera with a patur onshin. After all, he says, the case in Maseches Brachas Daf Chaf, where somebody's wearing shot is in the middle of the street that you have to, and you have to go over and rip it off him and tell him about it. He doesn't know he's doing an avera. So why do you have to go over and tell him? He's misasik. The answer is no. Misasik is a maisa avera, but it's just a patur onshin. But we have to save the guy from a maisa avera, even if it's a maisa avera b'shogeg. Give Eger discusses that more nafkaminas in Simen Ches, but that is the discussion of the Minchas Usher right here. Let's finish up. V'noheges b'chol makom v'chol zman b'zecher min b'dekevus. This applies always, even today, men and women. V'yover aleha, and it depends. V'yochol kezayis mitulam shebaaretz. If I eat a kezayis, so then b'mezid loke. If I eat from the non shmona shratzim kezayis, I get malchus. And if I eat from the shmona shratzim, even a ka'adashi, even just the lentil side, I also get malchus because that is the Isser. We're comparing the Isser Achila to the Isser of Tumah. And Bishogig Pater. Bishogig, there's nothing. Bishogig, there's no karban for these. Right? Karbanas usually come only with an Isser Kares. These are just Malkas. So therefore, there is no Isser involved. Two Ha'aris from the Minchas Chenuch. And that is number one. The halacha is, in Os Aleph and Os Beis, the Minchas Chenuch discusses that it's not just the basar of these shratzim, it's even the blood of these shratzim that are also asar, and they're mitztaref to the shir. But the halacha is, it's only if you eat it as a unit. If the blood and the basar are connected to each other, so then it counts as, could be mitztaref to the shir of kezayis or kadasha, but if they're not connected anymore, then they are not mitztaref. But then he says in Os Hei, venerally, deka'adasha min asheret mitztaref gam kein b'chtei achilas pras, kechoma acholos asuras, like all isurei achila, and for that matter, all mitzvos achila, one has a kedei achilas pras to violate or to do the mitzvah. Kedei achilas pras, as we know from the Gemara, the Mishnah, Miseches Erevin on Daf, Pei Beis Mabeis, right, the kedei achilas pras is a half a loaf of bread. Half a loaf of bread is the shear that's defined as a maisa achila for mitzvos or for averos. There's a machlokas where whether it's half a loaf is the size of three eggs, the size of four eggs. Machlokas, what does that mean? La maisa. anywhere, right, all the different shiur, we know this from the Seder night, anywhere from 2 to 3 minutes, Chassam Sofer, Chaim Kanievsky, or more on the Machber side, to the most Makel side, 8-9 minutes. You know, that's so for Daraisas, we try to eat, do the best to eat it quicker. For Darabanans, we're more Makel, that you can eat it even slower. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, though, always has the important Ha'ara that he mentions in his Haggadah, that it can't be that the Torah wants you, by a mitzvah, demands you to do something that's not a normal act of eating. It can't mean that the Torah can't mean that you're supposed to stuff your face. And therefore, it can't be that the Torah means that. So, a normal eating without hefsek, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, would be good enough. That Rosh Shlomo Zalman relates to a very important comment that the Minchas Chinuch himself has later on in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, the Mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur. The Minchas Chinuch asked there, how do you determine Kedei Achilas Pras? Everybody's Achilas Pras is different. And also, he said, it's fascinating that the Gemara never really explicates how long is Kedei Achilas Pras. Says the Minchas Chinuch, "Hinei lo nisba'er, d'zei yadua, d'ein kol tivei anashim shavim, yesh b'mar b'achilaso v'yesh ma'acher." Some eat quickly, some eat slowly. Im sharina, so what do you do? Im sharina li'fi tivo, misha tivo lechala pras b'revias shah, kizai shalo, okikosevis, b'sari p'reva shah, v'psha yoser pater, or do you go by personal? Haklal kol echad b'didei misharinan, o dilma misharinan akol b'adam benoni, v'ein chilek b'in anashim klal, rak ashir b'zman achilas adam benoni, you go by the average person. The Minchas Chinuch assumes lechora nira de misharin b'adam beinoni. It must be that you go by the average person, because after all, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis talks about a katan eating achilas pras. A katan doesn't have the same eating abilities as a gadol. But he says if that's true, why didn't Chazal tell us what the amount is? Kivan the misharin and kol hashirim b'beinoni imkein hashir yadua v'lama lo biru aposkim sheneida, or at least the poskim sheneida kamas manhu kamosha biru male lugmav beinoni upachas miravias vodin yana b'shas v'keis anachna lo neida eiz hashir yesh v'tzarach im shlo biru zos. So he said, I'm not sure. He says, what about, that's in terms of the person. So you go by the average person. What about the food? So he assumes that maybe, though, you go by how a certain food is eaten. Some foods are eating slowly, some foods are eating quickly. L'may nafka mina, big discussion, he quotes some of it. What happens, let's say, if you're drinking a hot cup of tea? If you're drinking a hot cup of tea, when do you say a bari nefashas? What if it takes you a very long time to drink the hot cup of tea? If you drink a lot of it after it cools off, fine. But if you're drinking it all little by little, so that's a big discussion. Do you say a bracha achrona on a hot cup of tea? Because do you go by the type of food, or do you go by the achilas pras objectively? So that's what he refers to here, back in our mitzvah, and knows, hey, that one needs to do, to eat it, bichdei achilas pras. And then he quotes, Gamnirali, it also appears, if I eat a less than an adasha, and then I eat a vihikio, and I spit it out, and then I eat another half, it could be mitztarif, like other machalas asuros. Good. Okay, but either way, this is a mitzvah that combines both the shmonas ratzim and the non-shmonas ratzim. Very important to know, yesod gadol. Shmonas ratzim, that limit is only for isuri tumma, but for isuri achila, all shratzim are included. Okay, that takes us through the first of four averos relating to the shratzim as we close in on a siyum for Parsha Shmini. Right, three more. We'll continue by the Shem next time.